We are back on the Taliban to Go Home. I played you something from Hemingway Corner. I want to play you one more because I love this record so much. It's so great. It is from 1995. Album's called Under the Big Sky. And the reason why I love this record so much more than this band's previous work was the addition of a great singer-songwriter who I really, really love named Scott Dibble. Maybe I'll have to play you something from Scott Dibble, too. But I want to play you this one. This is Scott Dibble's, one of his contributions to Hemingway Corner when he first joined that band. And, man, I love this track. It's so good.
Love will last minute, no time. Got a break, he's running down the line, looking on his shoulder. And as the ball flies through the air, well, the crowd, they stand and stare, yeah, they love a hero. Now far from golden days of glory, when all our dreams come crashing down, I run to you, you run to me. Through the darkness I can see that we will be together, baby. I'll give you everything. All I have and all I am, all I'll be. I'll run to you, you run to me. I was a boy and she was still a child, yeah, dressed in white, walking down the aisle, looking over her shoulder. And as we walked away, hand in hand, I didn't try to understand. Now far from golden days of glory, when all our secrets have been told, I run to you, you run to me. Through the darkness I can see.
Of your body, if I trace, I can hold you till you turn out the light, and I can see. Radio.
so we can speak. I put my hands around your neck.
You wrap your arms around me.
I put my hands around your neck.
You wrap your arms around me.
I put my hands around your neck.
You wrap your arms around me.
I put my hands around your neck.
I regret every time I raise my voice, and it wouldn't be that right of me to say I had no choice. I can kiss your eyes, your hair, your neck.
I can make perfect likeness of your body if I trace. I can hold you till you turn out the light. I can't see. I can't see.
You know, for as dorky and goofy and annoying as the Bare Naked Ladies can be, they sure had some beautiful, beautiful tracks like that one right there. I always thought was so good. That one's called Wrap Your Arms Around Me. That's from their jokiest record and a pretty great, pretty serious song. Gordon, there's the name of that silly record from 1992. I saw them at the Big Walker Theater and one of the opening acts. Well, the Rio Statics were also opening that show, which, you know, it's pretty cool. Another one of the opening acts was Scott Dibble, who came and played some songs off of that record. One Phoebe Street was that fine record, and I just absolutely adore that record. So good. We heard I Run to You, featuring a couple of Bare Naked Ladies, and boy, that show, man, oh man, oh, what a memory. I my pal and I, we lost Stephen Page in the streets of Winnipeg. It was quite a thing. Anyway. And we heard something from Scott Dibble when from Hemingway Corner. We heard Watch Over You from Under the Big Sky. Hey, you know, big stuff. We love the festivals. Those happen under the big sky. And we got my very favorite festival of the year is coming up just on the weekend. Man, oh man, it's I can't believe it. It's coming up soon. The Trout Forest Music Festival kicks off on Friday night, and it is so much fun. It's the most fun, most relaxed, most enjoyable, most family-friendly festival anywhere. I've been to a lot of festivals in this country, my friends, and I've never found anything quite like the Trout Forest Music Festival. It's so small and so intimate and so enjoyable. I just look forward to it. It's you know, I go to festivals, and they're a lot of work because I'm always marking up my program. Where do I got to be? What do I got to do? And I got to run around, and I got to figure out when I can have lunch, and I got to figure out, you know, when I can take my nap, and all these things. And it's hard. You know, it's hard on an old guy like me. But Trout Forest is like the opposite of that. You don't need to worry about, you can, there's two stages, my friends, and you can sit at one stage and see absolutely everybody throughout the day, or you can walk all the way to the other stage, which is basically back to back, to see, you know, people on the other stage as well, and get to see everything, and it's a ton of fun. I'm going to play some stuff from Trout Forest Music Festival artists, but first I got to play a couple of tunes from one of the headliners, one of the bands I'm most excited to see. Haven't seen them around these parts for a few years, and it's always an amazing treat, my friends. Right now, the D-Rangers are back together. They played Friday night at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, and I'm lame and have the darkness, so I didn't go. And I feel horrible about it. It eats me up inside. Then last night they played in Kenora, which I thought that would have been also pretty damn cool, but I didn't go. But tonight, you know, I'm thinking tonight, maybe just tonight. They're playing Gimli as part of the Alternative Folk Festival. And the thing about the Alternative Folk Festival is every year there are a bunch of great bands that I want to see out at the Alternative Festival. And this year there's one, and I don't even care if I find out what the other ones are. I'm just not interested. But it would be worth the trip to go down to Chris's Fish and Chips or something and have some food. Maybe walk along the beach there or something, and check out the D-Rangers tonight in Gimli. Might just have to convince myself to do that. So I want to play something from the D-Rangers. By the way, also, if you want a little bit more D-Ranger-related action, Wednesday at lunch at 12 at the Stupid Cube in Old Market Square, the Jackson Haldane Band is down there. Now, I don't know who's going to be in this Jackson Haldane Band, but you know, it's safe to bet there's going to be one or two D-Rangers or something in that thing. I'm going to go down there and check it out and report back to you all about that. That's Wednesday at noon at the Stupid Cube. Anyways, here's something from the D-Rangers playing tonight and the Trout Forest Music Festival next weekend. Let's go back to the beginning when the band members were John T. Plumeray, Dixon Mason, Dink Jebkins, and Eldon Maines from their debut. Here are the D-Rangers.
the vendor. It was back in late December. She was buying for a bender. I was thinking 6 or 8. And it seriously dazed me when she turned around and faced me. And I know it seems quite hasty, but I thought that it was fate. Well, the whole time that we dated, we just drank and copulated, tried to keep our urges sated, saw the bedroom and the store. But in May, I doubled over, told her next month I'd go sober, and she brushed me on the shoulder as she darted out the door. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking when I thought I'd gone too far. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, and she took off to the bar. Well, just the mention of abstention, something I thought well-intentioned, caused my girl to throw the wrench in on the plans for her and me. Through the night I whined and blubbered, then come morning I discovered only 2 long streaks of rubber where my Chevy used to be. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, she found a brand new man. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, and she took off with my van. My ass was dragging, but I kept it on the wagon, through the shaking and the gagging, while my heart and stomach shrunk. Then sometime July 1st, hey, I got mighty, mighty thirsty, so to toast the nation's birthday, I got stinking rotten drunk. While I was at the bar and freewheeling, she was back in my place stealing everything from floor to ceiling. She made sure she got it all. And when I came to this disaster, I found she had got the last word, lipstick smeared right on the plaster, sucker written on every wall. I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking. Well, I made no long-term plans to quit, come on, really. June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, I took June off of drinking, and she took off with all my shit.
Oh, city's gone.
I do like that one. That's some moody, atmospheric stuff there from Winnipeg's Federal Lights. They will be out at the Trout Forest Music Festival next weekend, as will Shred Kelly, who we heard in there before that from their last record. We heard Cabin Fever from In the Hills. They were a huge hit at this year's Winnipeg Folk Festival. So if you're looking to see them again, make the drive out to Eyre Falls, Ontario. And I'm telling you, it is a bit of a drive. You know, it is going to take you 5 or so hours, but it's going to be the most beautiful drive you'll take this year. I'm telling you. It is it's super fun and well worth the drive, I promise you. We heard Son of Dave in there, Winnipeg's own Ben Darville. Definitely, without a doubt, the most unusual live guest I've ever had here in the studio. We heard Lowrider off of its 03 CD. You can catch Son of Dave out at the Trout Forest, as well as the D-Rangers. We heard three from the D-Rangers, one from each of their three fabulous records. We heard June off of Drinkin' from the Pawpaw Patch. We heard their cover of Runaway from We Stay High and Lonesome. And the Viscosity Breakdown from the debut, when they had the weird fake names. One of the other big highlights for us, of course, is a good pal of ours who's coming back to this area. First of all, he'll be playing a show on Thursday at the High and Lonesome Club. Maybe we'll convince him to come down here to the studio first and hang out for a bit. We'll even let him take off his shoes before he heads out to the Trout Forest the next day. By the way, check out troutfest.com for all the details. You can order your tickets and see the schedule and find out what's going on. It's going to be a ton of fun. Here's something from our pal Joe Nolan.
There's an angel lost somewhere. I can feel the blood in the stream. Somebody call the cops. Somebody call the cops. Somebody call the cops. I'm going to make some. I'm bringing her flowers. She is beautiful. somebody call the car. It's gonna be alright. There's a devil on the cross tonight. There's an angel sinking in the river. Baby says it's gonna be alright. So wait on Jesus to deliver. Did somebody call the cops? Somebody call the cops. Don't go and call the cops.
Shadows creep and bend. I cannot pretend that I don't miss my home, or that I'm not alone. Now I must atone for all the time I've wasted. But this is what I chose. Long nights and endless road. All this letting go. Who was I to know? I miss my family. If they could only see all that I've become, alone and on the run. If this is all there is, maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, pushing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. But that's alright, my heart is okay. Under dying light, reaching through the dark for words to say it right. I am restless, I am losing sleep, kept up by promises I knew I'd never. all there is. Maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender hearted sadness pulls me through the day. That's alright, my heart's okay. My heart's okay. My heart's okay. My heart's okay, my heart's okay, okay, my heart's okay, my heart. Where's inspiration? Where is urgency? They are like passing ships that keep eluding me. I've got a good heart, and I've got able hands. Give me back my eyes, lead me to the land. This is all there is. Maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. But that's alright, my heart is okay. If this is all there is, maybe that's okay. Believing in the bliss, wishing my time away. A tender-hearted sadness pulls me through the day. But that's alright, my heart is okay.
There are the Fortunate Ones. We haven't seen them around here since the Winnipeg Folk Festival. I don't think they'll be playing the Trout Forest Music Festival next weekend as well. That's the title track to their fine record, The Bliss. And we heard something from Joe Nolan. Check him out Thursday night at the Old Times Change High and Lonesome Club. That's going to be a ton of fun. We heard Did Somebody Call the Cops from his fine record, Tornado. And maybe we'll convince Joe to drop in here. Speaking of which, Thursday, another free show. You're from Winnipeg, so you like free shows. Thursday at 1, our pal Matt Epp is doing a free show at the West End Cultural Center. That's pretty cool. So you might want to check that out. That'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll see you out at one of these many things, and hopefully you'll tune in again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com as we work hard to update it more this week. And check us out Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Steel Belted Radio. And stay tuned right now for the Bluegrass Guys Sunday Drive. Waxy's Dargle will be in. I don't know if Gail will be in at 6 o'clock or not, so you'll have to tune in and find out. Stick around anyway. Thanks for being here, everybody. Have a great week.